Tonight on the FX cable network, Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver return in the second season premiere of The Riches. They play Irish-American gypsies who have adopted the identities of an upper-class couple and try to make the scam last long enough to pay off. Our TV critic David Bianculli says it already has.
The premise of The Riches is so wildly improbable that you have to suspend disbelief from the very start. But it's worth it. Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver play Wayne and Dahlia Malloy, who are part of an Irish-American gypsy clan called Travelers. When the series began last year, she was being released from jail and fighting a drug addiction. They got into trouble with members of their own clan and fled, packing up their three kids and heading out on the open road. On that road, they were first upon the scene of a fatal one-car accident, which had claimed the lives of Doug and Shireen Rich. A quick search of the mangled vehicle uncovered that the Riches were on their way to a lavish new home they had bought over the internet, and a lawyer's job for which Doug had been hired, sight unseen. The Malloys decided, then and there, to hide the car and the bodies, become the Riches, then become rich. That's a preposterous scam to try to pull off, and there are dozens of reasons why it wouldn't work. What's fun about the FX series The Riches is that it doesn't ignore that reality. The scam doesn't work. Almost every week, there's a new wrinkle, a new threat, an old acquaintance. The Riches are in deep, and each week, the digging gets a little deeper. Take the second season opener, for example. Even before we get to the opening credits sequence, the complications escalate to a critical mass. Pete, an old friend of the real missing Doug Rich, has shown up in town. So has Dale, an old enemy of Wayne Malloy, who knows Wayne is now posing as Doug Rich. The family plan is to leave town immediately. But the youngest son has another idea, to offer Pete a hefty bribe to keep quiet about his missing friend. Wayne, played by Eddie Izzard, has an idea too, and springs it on Dahlia, played by Minnie Driver, just as they're about to gather the kids and drive away.
All right, get in the car. What's wrong? Get in the car.
I want you to grab the kids. Get the hell out of here. I will meet you in Galveston.
Wayne, get in the damn car.
I'm not going, baby. Got the 40 grand and the 7 grand we saved up. I'm gonna talk to him.
Wayne.
Like Sammy said, money makes the world go round.
Wayne, he's a little boy. You're a grown man. There's things you won't, and there's things that are. You gotta know the difference.
I have to try.
Baby. You can't bribe Pete. Don't you get it? He's honest.
Baby, then I will buy you a little time and get you closer to Mexico.
Wayne, get in the damn car.
If anyone's going to prison, this time is me.
No, Wayne. Baby.
No matter how bad things seem, they invariably get worse. Wayne is always one slip away from being exposed as a fraud. Dahlia is one step away from being snatched by the cops for violating terms of her parole. Even the kids are in trouble, especially the teen son, who hates conforming to the new life of the Riches and just wants to treat everyone as marks and victims, the way he was raised to. Hardly an episode goes by without an eruption of awful violence, the threat of death, or an escalation of the body count. And yet, the performances are so delicious, the Riches is irresistible. As you watch each episode, and poor Wayne gets painted into a corner from which there appears to be no escape, you finally realize what's so compelling about this series. It's like a dramatic version of Fawlty Towers, that classic British comedy in which John Cleese would get himself into one horrible fix after another. The difference is, Wayne Malloy, as the new improved Doug Rich, keeps finding ways out of them. But I'm not sure he always will. On The Riches, you can delight at the complexity and cleverness of a scam one minute, only to be horrified the next when the con goes sour and the would-be victims react by drawing guns or swinging baseball bats. Violence in The Riches is sudden, unexpected, and realistic, and it's never far away. As the leading couple, Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver are almost like chameleons. Sometimes they act like The Riches. Other times they adopt other identities. And even when they're alone, intimately sharing secrets and fears, they're still not dropping their guard fully. The TV show The Riches, like the characters The Riches, can't be trusted. No matter where you think it's headed, it veers off somewhere else. But it's a very intriguing place to be. As with The Sopranos, Dexter, and Breaking Bad, the wrong side of the law turns out to be where to look if you want to find the most interesting characters and the most entertaining TV shows.
David Bianculli is TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com and for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.